You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Greatest players of this generation!
No one's disputing that. You can still have one of the greatest players ever and pair him up with Steph Curry, just like we saw. I'm not comparing these two players. One is infinitely better as a top 10 player of all time. Giannis was just paired with a top 75 player of all time and Damian Lillard. One injury, done. Cooked. It was over.
We can do the injury fear-mongering till we're blue in the face with every team in the league.
I'm saying it's baked into the equation now with age, and that is why depth is important.
So getting 6 years younger, because whether it's Jimmy, whatever the combination is, both those guys are 35, 36. Giannis is 30. So getting 5 years younger isn't better for your team?
No, it is. It's great. Not to sacrifice my depth, though.
What depth? Who?
If Milwaukee is doing this deal, they're taking Pods, a Milwaukee native.
Okay.
They're taking
so
JK.
A backup point guard.
Taking JK.
So a guy who got DMP'd throughout an entire series.
As you were saying, was their best offensive player.
Both are true, yes.
Okay. Draymond, Jimmy probably.
Draymond got bodied by Julius Randle and was unplayable for large stretches.
Okay, that's fine. So you don't believe in much of this team then as currently constructed. Is this what you're telling me? You don't believe in this team as currently constructed.
No. I think that highly of Giannis.
Doesn't he fill that big man void, too, that guy was talking about? I don't really understand
and
that.
And then if you put him alongside Quentin Post and Buddy Hield, how many shooters in the league are dying to play with the tandem of Steph and Giannis? The gravity! I mean, Joe, we are talking about... we would rename the team the Golden State Astronauts. There'd be so much gravity.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. In the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Bedoni and Chasky about Dave Fleming joining us at 8:30. Voice of the San Francisco Giants and our Giants answer. Hell, we can ask Dave about Giannis watch if you want to. Guy's tapped in on everything. Giannis was at a Google conference yesterday. He's the talk of the summer. Let's just talk about it. Everyone wants to bring it up and say it's the pie in the sky stuff. Let's bring it to the airways.
People Giannis. Are all over the place. I'm getting texts that I'm crazy. I'm getting texts that you're crazy. It's Giannis.
I understand it would be so damn fun, but fun doesn't equal titles. Fun does not equal championships.
Well, this currently doesn't equal a title as of right now.
Because Steph got hurt. And again, another guy you're bringing in, injury history.
We talk about getting younger and more athletic. There might not be another player who's impossible to guard in terms of younger and athletic in the league than Giannis.
That's absolutely a fact.
right? Like,
he's incredible.
Would he be able to play against Houston? Think so.
Yeah, he'd be able to play against anyone.
Be able to guard Julius Randle?
He's a generational talent.
Think so.
He's a generational talent. But it's not two players. Two players don't win you everything. That's just not how it... If that was the case, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, who, again, couldn't stay healthy.
How many guys did you trust come Minnesota Timberwolves playoff series for the Warriors on the team?
Oh, we did the Spadoni Circle of Trust.
Okay.
How many were there?
So let's talk about the depth that we're afraid to surrender. Moses Moody, I love the guy. I root for him. He was unplayable.
He was.
Okay. Pajemski, love the guy. Love him as a backup point guard. But, like, he wasn't great. JK, literally was unplayed by the coach for weeks on end.
Yeah.
All right? Buddy Hield, we know what the Buddy Hield experience is. And I would assume Buddy would stay in one of these kinds of deals.
Probably.
All right. Who else? Draymond Green? Look yourself in the mirror and you tell me if Draymond Green had a nice playoffs or not. No. He had a couple of moments.
He'll tell you it wasn't good enough.
I agree. All right. Jimmy. I love Jimmy. Jimmy's good, a good warrior. But if I have to get, you know, give up Jimmy to get Giannis, I'm sorry. Like, I got to give to get. Who else on that team? Kevon Looney. Oh, he's going to be a free agent. GP2. Well, he's going to be a free agent. All right. Quentin Post. He didn't look that playable. What depth are we really talking about?
We're talking about the team as a cohesive unit playing together and becoming one. That we got out a couple months of that. Can I get another year of that? Can I get another year of them developing together to actually see what this team could be at their greatest? I don't think we've seen this team at its peak yet. It seems to me that you feel like this is their peak.
No.
The second round team.
There's only a handful of guys to me that would be an upgrade over Jimmy. And this is one of them.
I'm not trying to do another reset and see like this experiment of another season. And then maybe they get to the second round again and then they lose. And it's just like, okay, the experiment. Okay, that didn't work. And now Steph all of a sudden is 38 going on 39. It's just like, oh God.
Yeah, but in this scenario, instead of having 35, 36, 37 year old Jimmy Butler, I've got 30 year old Giannis.
That's great.
Going as on, a team to move forward
going
with.
On 31 when my conference is only getting younger and more dynamic. When Anthony Edwards is there, he's going to be there for the next decade plus. Now we got this young phenom, Cooper Flagg. Didn't even mention Victor Wembanyama, who the San Antonio Spurs have all the assets in the world. That's the place I think that Giannis is probably going to end up going, by the way, is San Antonio, him with Wemby. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, I hear you. It would be fun. I would, content-wise, at 95.7 the game, I am not against it at all. If you want to win a title, I'm very skeptical. By the way, was there anyone there that was at the Google conference?
Can we
888-957-9570?
Like this,
because Giannis made an appearance.
Every move I make has to be, can I win the title or not with this move? Like that, you're just trying to improve your roster.
I want to win a title now. That's what it's come.
Well, like that is a part of the process of every move that I make. Right? Is how do I assemble this team to make a championship squad? Right? He's an upgrade over every single player on the team, not named Steph.
Okay.
So I would, yes, I'm going to move heaven and earth to be able to get that individual.
888-957-9570.
If you keep Steph happy, boom.
So you lose Draymond, potentially. You lose Jimmy. You bring him over here alongside Steph. Okay. Fill out the rest of the roster. What's going on? So you said Buddy is going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is Buddy starting now?
Well, he started a lot this year.
I know. Okay. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Now what?
We'll figure it out. I mean, am I able to have my mid-level exception? That's one particular thing. Like, Miles Turner's still out there as a free agent. If I can be able to
get paid.
We'll see. But again, a lot of these guys that are ring chasing will want to play alongside someone like Giannis and Steph.
I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think, like, ring chasing, like, you can't guarantee rings anymore in this league. We just said 7 straight teams now that are going to be different since the Golden State Warriors went back-to-back. Like, parity is at an all-time high. There's no such thing as just ring chasing anymore. That doesn't happen. There's no super teams anymore. It's over. It's dead.
I'm blown away. I'm blown away at
this conversation. It's not the recipe anymore. It's not the recipe. The original recipe of spicy. It's not there anymore in the league.
We're acting like we're trading 7 players for 1. It's probably going to be some variation of a lot of picks, a couple players, and boom. You can still round out your team. And some of their best picks have been second-round picks.
I look at the depth of the Western Conference, and I'm not seeing it. And I don't want to rely on 2 players that I feel like, and Steph, I don't want to label him as this, but going forward, there's going to be injury concerns. And there's already so many damn injury concerns with Giannis. I'd be skeptical. I'd be very skeptical.
I'm going to look at his game logs. I think he plays more than we think.
I just told you. 67, 73, 63, 67, 61, 63.
He plays more than Draymond. What?
That's not something you want to be proud of. Congratulations. You play more than Draymond Green, who gets indefinitely suspended. What? Like, come on. You can't.
If you're looking to upgrade.
Are you seriously? Like, I just read that all to you. That doesn't give you concern about his status?
No, not at all.
So we're going to put it all. So Giannis is going to bake into the equation. He's going to miss maybe 15 to 20 games a season. Steph, here you go. Rely on a 38-year-old.
I don't understand. What are we pearl-clutching here? Like, Draymond?
No, I'm pearl-clutching the fact that Stephen Curry, at this age, I need more help for him overall, just one other player that's going to get hurt.
Well, was the team around him this year enough?
Enough to get you to the second round.
Okay. Well, I think Giannis gets you at minimum to the second round. Steph and Giannis gets you the second round.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. As I just mentioned, just because you have a great tandem does not make you automatic. You're going to get out of the first round, especially in the West. We just saw Kawhi Leonard and James Harden for the Los Angeles Clippers have an insane season together. They're first round exits. No. Because Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown. It takes more than two.
If I told the Denver Nuggets,
it takes more than two.
The Warriors just got Giannis. Every Nugget fan's like, damn it. If I told Laker fans the Warriors just got Giannis, they'd be like, damn it.
I don't think so. Not anymore. I don't think the Minnesota Timberwolves are saying, damn it. I don't think they are.
I think the entire league is
Randall was
saying,
the best
oh
player in that
God.
Series. And then you had Anthony Edwards, who was a young phenom. I don't think they're saying that.
I don't think
that.
Teams fear Draymond the way we in the Bay Area think they do.
I don't think people... No, I absolutely agree with that. I don't think there is a fear factor anymore with Draymond Green. I don't think there's a fear factor there. Maybe after this playoff run with Jimmy Butler. I think playoff Jimmy took a definite hit. There is a fear factor with Giannis. But also... kind of not really, because the East stinks, and he couldn't get out of the first round the last 3 years. The East stinks.
I think that's more a
stinks.
To me, it's more of a byproduct of they lost Middleton. Oh. He got, no, it's the truth.
He got whatever he wanted. He wanted everything.
He got rid of 500-year-old Brook Lopez, and literally Bobby Portis was one of their most reliable players.
They got rid of Drew Holiday because he didn't want him anymore.
Steph would be the best teammate he's ever played with, hands down. Hands
okay.
down.
Great.
Hands down.
At this age?
Yeah.
At this age?
I think he'd be an absolute load. Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm very, again.
Who's with Spadoni and is like, nope, don't want any part of Giannis, and who's with me, all in, doesn't matter what it costs.
In the Eastern Conference, since winning that title back in 2020, 2021 against the Phoenix Suns in the COVID, kind of half COVID year where you kind of had full arenas, kind of not, they were a second round exit in the conference semifinals against the Celtics back in 2021, 2022. And then since then, they've failed to get out of the first round, losing to Jimmy Butler Heat back in 2023, 2024, lost to the Pacers, and then again this year in the first round, losing to the Pacers again. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I don't care what he did there.
You don't care?
Not at all. At all.
You don't care that he was the best player on a team that you think he's a Hall
Steph
of Famer?
Steph Curry was the best player on this team, and they lost in a row, in a play-in, they lost in the second round. Obviously, before last year, they didn't even make it in. That doesn't matter to me. I don't care what his results were with the Milwaukee Bucks. What I care with is what is it going to look like with him and Steph Curry? And I know they work together. The spacing would be unreal.
You don't think that there's going to be some give and take early on here, and they're going to have to learn on the fly, and maybe next year might be the test run.
If you go Giannis
and then you
and
wasted
Steph,
a year.
No. If you go yes. Giannis and Steph, there's not a chance in hell you start the season off in the first 50 games, 25-26.
Let's pick this up on the other side, 888-957-9570. I'm out on Giannis to the Warriors if it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. And anything outside of Stephen Curry, obviously, is going to be on the table for Joe Shasky. He says, get me Giannis no matter what. I'll pair him with Steph and take my chances. Whose side you taking? 888-957-9570. That's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is this team winning a title currently?
I think they can. I think Steph getting hurt their chances, and they weren't able to.
So look, I want to get this straight. For the people that are just tuning in right now, we've been kind of going back and forth. Giannis is in San Francisco right now because of
a maybe still. I don't know if he's still here or not, but yeah.
I had rumors that he was at a high-end restaurant last night.
Could he be at the Valkyries game tonight at 7 o'clock?
If he pulls a Kuminga and he sits next to Joe Lacob, that would be incredible.
Yeah, there's no tampering going on there, right?
But, like, we're arguing. I'm like, hey, look, hypothetically, whatever it takes to go get Giannis, I think you have to do it. And I understand that the price is going to be steep. But whatever combination you throw out there, 99.99999%, as long as Steph Curry is still on the team, I'm doing whatever it takes to get Giannis.
Okay.
And you're saying, no, it's not good enough. And I'm saying, Butler, Draymond, and the cast they have currently is not good enough.
Yeah, I'm not saying
that. And I like them.
I think that's way too premature to say that. I think it's way too premature. How many months do we see of that trio?
Couple.
Exactly. Like, come on. Can we give it a season first?
Well, they're old. Season. They're 36, 36, and 38.
They are old. Absolutely. That being said, Steph Curry, I know. You can't predict injuries, and that's what you're saying to me. I'm telling you right now. It sucks that he got hurt. I think they have a very good chance of winning that series had he stayed healthy.
But Jimmy we'll never got know. Hurt.
Jimmy got hurt. Well,
What? What?
Yeah.
Why did Milwaukee lose? Dame got hurt.
I think they were losing anyways.
Okay, but that's... Oh, yeah. Okay, well, a lot of people think that the Warriors were going to lose anyway, even before Steph went down.
I mean, I hear you, and you could be excited. I'm honestly not trying to be the person to rain on everyone's parade, and I hope I'm not coming off that way, because it would be awesome, it'd be amazing, it would be fun. I just don't think it translates to a title, and I'm honestly kind of tired of just ripping off the Band-Aid way too soon before the scab has been able to heal. And let's do it. Let's figure it out. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I feel like they've done the opposite. They've hung on too long.
No, but they literally just made a massive, massive trade for the first time, and it worked. It worked.
Uh-huh.
It worked. They were clinging to a 10th spot before getting Jimmy Butler and went all the way. They got to a play-in game, obviously, but they had conversations maybe being the 4th seed at one point. And they got into the playoffs, won a series, mm-hmm. Got to the second round, beat the team in the Western Conference Finals, or in the Western Conference Finals now in game one, kind of handled them, and then Steph got hurt, and then we're all just like, all right, well, that kind of sucked. Left a bad taste in my mouth. Let's change it. No.
I think we're not ready to just change it.
I think you are.
This player is so good that I'm thinking about changing it.
Yeah,
how many guys in the league How many guys in the league are an immediate upgrade over Jimmy? Not many. There's not many.
Not many. That's right? What I'm saying.
And so that's why this is a very, like, this is not me just flipping out Jimmy. This is me being very thoughtful and saying, wow, Giannis is one of the very few players that I don't hesitate flipping Jimmy for. And I like Jimmy. I want Jimmy on the team. But Giannis is a whole separate breed, and he's 6 years younger.
Is the Giannis-Steph tandem worth sacrificing the rest and gutting your roster and your future picks over? 888-957-9570.
Would Giannis have won the one game required to allow Steph to come back into the playoffs? I think he does.
Maybe. He did win what? Did they win one against the Pacers in the first round because of Giannis? Once? So sure, maybe he wins one.
Well, that is a part of why they're not here.
But do they even get to the second round without Jimmy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
You sure?
Look, when they played the Rockets, you tell me who's guarding Giannis on the Rockets.
I don't know. Probably Şengün and Stephen Adams.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I know. Well, who's guarding Giannis anyways?
That's why you make the deal.
But that's the same thing we could say. Why does he keep getting bounced the first round?
Because he's a solo act.
And Miles Turner.
Because he's a solo act. The year prior, the years prior, Middleton shredded his knee and he was a solo act. They traded Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday's a very good player.
They did everything that Giannis wanted them to do.
Uh-huh.
And every single thing.
Okay.
And it wasn't enough. Their first round exit after first round exit.
Doesn't mean you're not a great player.
They were the better team in a lot of these. Not this year. Definitely last year, I think they had the better team against the Pacers. They had a better overall team against the Heat a couple years ago. We were only able to win once because of Heat culture, quote unquote. Like, I'm very skeptical.
Outside of Jokic,
very skeptical.
You're talking about the best player in the league for five straight years. What?
I mean, he's very good.
What?
Best player in the league, like maybe in 2019, 2018.
I'm just going to give you in a row. Just hear me out. 2018, 2019, MVP, MVP.
Since that, it's been what?
MVP. Top four in MVP voting, top five in DPOY, top three in MVP voting, top six in DPOY, top three in MVP voting, top six in DPOY, top four in MVP voting, top nine in DPOY.
Yeah, he hasn't been the best player. It's been Nikola Jokic.
By the way,
it's been Nikola Jokic.
Defensive, I said, besides Nikola, he's the next best player in
Nikola,
the league
I'd
for five straight years.
See Nikola, Luka, Jason Tatum. He's been in the conference.
I'd rather have Giannis than Luka currently to pair alongside Steph.
Okay, so let's say. Let's play the game. You got the Steph and Giannis tandem,
uh-huh.
And you're going to figure out the rest of the roster.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you got Buddy Hield. Maybe you keep, I don't know, you keep Moses Moody there. You got Looney
what
if you want
What player is the player that you're saying that's too much?
I just think you were giving up on Jimmy Butler in particular and Draymond, who's been, I know you're tossing him to the side in this equation, say, whatever. Get rid of him. It's Giannis.
I don't think it costs you both, but let's just say in this hypothetical it does.
Let's say it does, okay? I think we're giving up way, way too early. I think you're just shoehorning in the tandem of those two as it's automatically better than Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
He solves their defensive issues, right, which they have at the rim. I love Draymond. He's a great defender. He's not the rim defender Giannis is. They have rebounding issues and have had him for a long time. He's one of the best rebounders in the game. Scoring in the paint in terms of balancing the floor, he's that. He gets to the free throw line. He may not be the greatest free throw shooter.
I won't
even depend. But he gets to the line a lot. I think he's actually a willing passer. He's athletic. He's young. You get him for the next handful of years. It's not just a two-year window when you bring in someone like Giannis.
Let's go to Coach Hall in San Diego. It says that he is all in on Giannis Antetokounmpo being a Golden State Warrior. Are you all in, Dub Nation? If it whatever it takes outside of Stephen Curry, are you bringing in Giannis? 888-957-9570.
He's probably the best big man the Warriors have had since Wilt Chamberlain.
Probably. Yes. Not even probably. Yes.
Okay. Not a high bar to clear.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, but Bogut was a very good player. But I'm not even going to try to like
David Lee.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they had Robert Parrish before he ended up.
Don't disrespect a Donald
Robert
Foyle
Parrish,
like that.
But like, they haven't had a big. Beatrice? I mean, we're still crying about 1 year of Chris Webber. And I love Chris Webber. Chris Webber's not as good as Giannis.
Yes, Giannis is an all-time player. He's probably going to be top 20-ish all-time, I would say, as he goes down in the history of the sport. I don't say that lightly. be very fun, be very exciting.
So you're not going to pair a top 10 player ever.
Doesn't mean
with
it's going to work.
20 player
Luka
ever.
Doncic might go down as a top 15 player of all time, and that didn't work.
Yeah, but I still do that deal every single day.
Of course,
just because it didn't work doesn't mean the thought process behind the deal wasn't the correct one.
I want to win a title, and you got to plant your flag in somewhere. You can't be ripping off the Band-Aid constantly. Stick with this unit. Think you can win a title. I don't know if you can win a title with just Stefan Giannis. I don't know. I've seen already you get to the second round at the very least with this crew. If Steph stayed healthy, maybe you are going all the way. Maybe, just maybe. Coach Hall, San Diego. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm with you, dog. Like, what do we have to lose? Are we going to continue to go through this heartbreak for the next two seasons? I know I don't want to go through it. I'd rather swing for the fences and find out, maybe the hard way if we win or not. But I don't want to go through almost getting there and then, like, an injury or Jimmy taking 9 shots. Like, at least with Giannis, I mean, the guy is unstoppable. Giannis and Steph is a seamless transition. This ain't no other 1-2 punch. This is Steph and Giannis. I don't know if you get better tandem than maybe Steph and KD. Like, this is generational.
That's
like, and we're not giving up that much. I think somebody, and all kind of free agents would love to come. This is an attractive idea. Steph and Giannis, who knows? Brooke Lopez might take the minimal.
Hey, Coach Hall, real quick. You're saying you're not giving up that much. You realize every other team in the West going after Giannis probably is going to have a better trade package for Milwaukee. So you have to give up a lot.
Well, there's no doubt you have to give up a lot, but if he wants
to come
here...
No, no. Coach Hall was saying you don't have to give up much. Yes, you do.
Relative?
That's the whole point.
But okay. No matter
what... Takes two to tango. And also, doesn't mean you're going to be better off for it. I'm looking at Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns situation. That scares the hell out of me. Devin Booker, KD. No. You love your Kevin Durant. You love your Kevin Durant, Joe Shasky.
Yeah, I do.
How's it been in Phoenix? How's it been over there?
Giannis,
they got rid of everyone, and they stunk.
Yeah, I understand.
Who's a better player overall?
No,
Kevin Durant or Giannis.
They made the mistake was trading everything for Bradley Beal. It wasn't the Booker and KD tandem. It was the Bradley Beal edition.
Yeah, but you were sold on the Booker and KD tandem, and it hasn't been good.
No, I agree with that. But the move that really did them in was trading for Bradley Beal. It wasn't acquiring and pairing up Booker with KD.
No, but it's I'm saying that. The cautionary tale of just because you put great players together doesn't mean it's going to work. I think that goes with everything.
They could stand pat and not work.
No, but we said that with the Jimmy Butler thing. What are we saying? This could blow up in their face exponentially. This could be bad, but it wasn't. What was it? It was really freaking good.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I don't deny.
So then why
there's
are
only
we
a handful of upgrades in the league? This is one of
why
them.
Are we turning the page so quickly? But there's a
because
chance
it's
it doesn't
Giannis.
Work.
Giannis.
And you're an injury away from it being cooked.
Joe, if we were talking about Pascal Siakam, I would laugh at you, right? We're talking about Giannis.
I'm talking about sticking with what was working. Why are we so quick to turn the page
the Warriors
all
and themselves
time?
Are saying to
so
you.
What's wrong with society?
No, they're saying it's
my
not
new
good
iPhone.
Enough because
there's
only
there's
2 years
iPhone.
Left
there's
to
a new
staff.
iPhone. There's a new iPhone. My 15 is fine or whatever the hell I have. I don't need the 17 right away. Stick with what's working.
Yeah, but
that was working.
I would disagree. I would say that your old, to use the analogy of an iPhone, your old iPhone is buffering like crazy. And for whatever reason, it's not picking up reception in certain areas. And when you need it the most, it's unreliable when the car breaks down. And that's where we're at with Draymond
it's
Green.
Really, what's going to change? It's going to come down to Stephen Curry's health, regardless. That's what it's going to come down to.
Wouldn't that
always.
Be the equation on either end, whether I made a move
absolutely,
or not?
Absolutely, but I have depth still. I will keep some of my depth.
But what are you clinging to with the depth? What player
I'm
is
I'm clinging
where
to
do
the
you
Warriors
draw the line? Okay, so no.
The Warriors system clearly, as everyone says, is very difficult to play in, and Jimmy Butler ingratiated himself very smoothly and very quickly. Steph has said he is the yin to his yang.
What player? Is it Pods? Is it Kuminga? Is it Jimmy? Is it
it's Jimmy and Draymond? Because I think you got to get rid of both
I
of them.
I don't think it would cost both because you have to match salaries. And so even in this hypothetical, we're saying it would cost both. I don't think it would.
I think you're going to move. I think it's going to be a three-team deal, probably. There's going to be sign and trades involved in all of this.
And so be it.
Okay. That's
and
it.
So be it. You know what I learned last year from Mike Dunleavy is on the fly, it's pretty good. And he'll make the appropriate moves that I need to kind of just tinker and put whatever's available out there to the best that he can and rework it on the fly. That's what last year taught me.
I'm just saying, too, money-wise, the trade machine will let you do just Jimmy Butler and Giannis. Obviously, that would never happen, but I'm just saying, money-wise, you don't need Draymond in there.
Okay, let's just say it's five staggered first-round picks. all day. And I love Jimmy. There's only a couple of guys in the league I'm saying this to, and he's one of them.
Great. You're one and done next year, and then you got rid of your entire future first-round picks. How you feeling?
I don't care
about the future. Oh, my God, Giannis, it's great. It's okay.
I don't care about the future. I care about
I don't care about the future.
Step.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying that now, and then fast forward this
That'll
time
be a
next
fun
year?
One to play again 3 years from
Thank
now.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't care about the future.
But I'll worry about my issues 3 years from now if I'm a Warrior fan. Steph is a... Not just generational, because generational means whatever, 20, 25 years. He's a once-in-a-lifetime player. We're not talking about, hey, go all in on, and I'm just going to use an example, go all in on the Ryan Vogelsong Giants. Like, we're talking about go all in on the Steph Curry Warriors. No one's saying go all in on
Didn't they just do that a couple months ago? They literally just did that. Mike Dunleavy just did that for
you. It was the best
you.
Of the available deals, and now there might be a better one available.
I am very skeptical on that. I just saw...
Is Anthony Davis a good player?
Sure.
He's a great player.
Sure.
Okay? They thought Luka was a better player.
He's younger. Younger. Well, yes.
Giannis
Much
is...
younger. Much younger.
What is he? 5 years younger?
6 years. He's 26. Giannis is 30.
And he's hurt. 5 years younger than Dre and Butler.
I think we're really sleeping on the fact that he can't stay healthy in a regular season. And I already got a guy that I know is going to miss. How many games did Stephen Curry play in a very, very tough Western Conference? Yeah, I'm very skeptical about that. Very skeptical. Gray is in Oakland, wants to join the conversation. Gray, good morning. You're on the Morning Rust. You doing the Giannis deal?
Morning, fellas. Hey, look, Giannis is super sexy. Come on. He's a shiny new object. You're right. He's a absolute force of nature. The problem being is this. You got other options. You know, to the point. I look at him and I say, look, this cat is amazing. But he can't shoot throws. Can't shoot from the outside. And I'm going to talk heresy here. I'm sorry, but it's early. I'm up and I'm running around without coffee, so I'm out of my head. The fact is that he's a monster version of Russell Westbrook. He goes downhill. He dominates, right? But here's another idea. Just a thought, so you don't have to blow it all up. You know, to Spadoni's point, so you don't have to blow it up. How about JK sign and trade, throw in Moody, maybe a first, or even Pods. For the sake of it, because Pod's disappeared. Is he going to keep growing? Go to Jersey. Go to Jersey, get Nick Claxton, Cam Johnson, and it makes the present core stronger. But I still don't have an answer for disappearing Jimmy. I'm sorry, man. I dig Jimmy. I love his story. I think he's a solid cat. But he disappeared, and that spooks me. Thanks, fellas. Stay good.
That's and I know Giannis won't disappear if he's by himself for a couple of games, weeks.
It'll just be a first-round exit. Who would the Warriors' third best player be if Steph and Giannis were 1 and 2?
Say it again.
Who would the Warriors' third best player be if Steph and Giannis were the number one and number two, or 2 and 1, whatever you say? Who's the third best player on the Warriors next year?
Well, I mean, that would depend on who's available and who they have left on the roster.
So probably not anyone like good.
Who was their third best player in the playoffs this year?
Depends. What round?
Exactly. And that's kind of what would end up happening again this year.
That's not a good thing.
But you're the one who wants to stick with what we have. Like, I'm saying...
I know that New York knows who their three best players are right now. It's in any form. It's probably Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges.
Okay.
There you go. I know who... Indiana. Same thing. Tyrese Haliburton, Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner.
Right? All right. Well, they also have other guys shooting out the lights out, but continue.
Understand. Oklahoma City Thunder, right? Jalen Williams. You got Shea... Probably Chet.
Joe, we just played a playoff
Maybe
series.
Maybe Caruso sometimes.
Jonathan Kuminga was the second best player for the Warriors in a series, and they didn't play him for weeks on end. That was the series that just concluded.
You just gave me my answer, though, when you couldn't even think of the third best player on the team because you don't know. You don't know the depth.
Well, I mean, see what it... Did you know that Buddy Hield was going to bail them out?
That's the problem
games?
Of Buddy Hield's being my third best player because I know he's captain inconsistency.
Well, he ended up winning a game for you this year.
Right.
I know this. Like, it's a great starting point, and we'll have to figure out the rest.
Juice, DC, bring the juice to the Morning Roast right now. What's up?
Hey, Spadoni. Hey, Joe Shafty. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great. It's beautiful. I'm just buzzing outside. On Giannis.
Yeah.
Man, I'm with you, Shafty. Spadoni, you're getting me upset this morning. no disrespect to you. Like, look, I love Jimmy Butler. He's a great player.
He is.
But I'm not going to lie to you. If you run back the same team that just made it to the playoffs, we're not even going to make the playoffs next year. I'm not even going to lie to you. I do agree what you're saying. I don't want the team to blow up and get rid of everything. But to be honest, Jimmy's not enough. Draymond's not enough. And for Giannis, I'm willing to move heaven and earth for that dude. He is a top five player. He helps you with the biggest need, which is in the post, and which you need a big man down low. And I will figure out around the edges around him. The one thing you won't have to worry about is Steph's gravity and Giannis' gravity on that floor. Them two on the floor is going to make a matchup problem for anybody. You can't double Steph and you can't double Giannis.
Who's taking the last shot? Who's creating their own shot with 2 minutes to go? Steph.
I mean, to be honest,
Steph is going to get double teamed, and they're going to force Giannis to make a jump shot.
Now we're doubting Steph.
I'm doubting his ability to be an ISO player one on one. Yes, he's 6'3". These guys are going to clamp him and force Giannis to be a jump shooter.
Pretty good pick and roll, though. I mean,
that's what's going to happen.
Jimmy Butler from beyond the arc. No one was guarding him with Julius Randle, basically 2 feet in the key.
Of course, and that was a problem.
Yeah, but they still were pretty good, right? We all would agree. Like Giannis is a better player than Jimmy. I like Jimmy.
Yes.
Okay.
I would trust Jimmy's jump shot, though, from like a mid-range more than Giannis.
But Giannis is such a freak. He doesn't even need the jump shot. The guy's giving you 30.
No, they'll just hack him. They'll do hack a Giannis.
Look, you're asking, who would come and play with them? Like, Bruce Brown's available. Malcolm Brogdon's available. Tim Hardaway Jr.'s available. All those guys would get infinitely better looks, just hypothetically, if they were to come here alongside of a Buddy and a Steph. If you just put them on that type of a roster, there will be someone that would want to sign up for that.
I think we are underestimating, in today's game, depth in the pieces, the starting unit in particular, is so important. Steph and Giannis together, sure, there might not be many tandems ahead of them, but as a starting unit, as a starting five, there's going to be infinitely better teams in the West. In the West, there's going to be infinitely better teams.
Name their starting five during the two-month run that they went on.
Name their starting five? Well, we can. It was okay. Moses Moody, Brandon Pajemski, who were playing great, by the way, during that stretch.
Okay.
You admitted to it.
Yeah.
You tuned
Why
the whole turnaround.
Why was that? Because anyone who plays alongside Steph Curry is going to get wide open looks.
And Jimmy
Butler.
You're not going to give Jimmy Butler for literally changing the dynamics when it comes to getting the free throw line.
Yeah, but and Jimmy Butler. But then as the playoffs progress, we're like, yeah, those guys aren't even that good. I think
it spoke more to the
Giannis
West
and Steph
being stacked.
Will elevate anyone alongside of
him. No, it spoke more to the West being stacked and the Houston Rockets being a problem. And they're on the come now. They could go after they could go after Giannis if they wanted to. The Rockets, because they have more assets than the Warriors right now.
In this hypothetical, he's going to want to play with Steph. Why would he want to go play with Amen Thompson?
Why? He wants more money. So I'll go to Texas. I'll go to Florida.
He's at the point in his career. I can't speak for Giannis.
Go to Miami.
He's at the point in his career right now where it is about legacy and it's about championships. Everything that he does from here to the end of his career is going to be about how many championship opportunities is he going to actually
and
get.
And you think the
As
Warriors?
Dame Lillard.
So then why is he going to go to the Warriors?
Because Steph Curry
easily
is
do not know
one
no,
of
no,
the
stop.
Rarest guys.
He's 38.
In
he's going to be 38.
And he just left an ownership group that was kind of, do we want to go on the luxury tax? Do we not? You come play for the Warriors, and you know that this particular owner is going to do whatever it takes to win, and you get to play with one of the greatest players of all time.
This is not great. That doesn't mean anything. This is not the situation, if I'm Giannis, I would want to go to right now. If you got to keep Jimmy, sure, great. Jimmy, me, Steph, we'll figure it out. But you're not. You're just not. I'd much rather be a San Antonio Spur. I'd much rather be a Houston Rocket. I'd much rather be, I don't know. A Miami Heat, because I know what Pat Riley's going to do.
Who the Heat? So you'll put Bam Adebayo?
No, I'll go to Heat culture. I'll live in Miami.
But who's their second best player?
I'll be in the East still, which is infinitely still, I think, a tier below the Western Conference.
Look, Miami
I don't
will
want
always
nowhere,
have
I don't
an intoxication,
deal with the West.
But if we're going to think about like rosters, like if you're going to do the roster thing, like Miami's roster, it's okay. It's not special.
No, it's not.
I want to go play with Andrew Wiggins.
No,
said no one ever.
They have more young players that I think are more desirable over there.
Carter's smiling.
They have more young.
He's right. Giannis, you know the reason I'm in Miami? It's not Pat Riley. It's not Spo. I wanted to play with the invisible man, Andrew Wiggins.
No, they have more young talent on that team, I would say. And they have more tradable contracts that you can withstand.
But they would be sacrificing all of their depth to go get Giannis.
No, they'd be in Miami, and they can pay another star player, another young player to have tandem with them. Young! Young! You want Giannis to cling to a 38-year-old Stephen Curry?
He's one of the rare ones. He's the unicorn. You cannot deny it. You can't deny it.
Can't deny what?
That Steph Curry defies age and logic.
No, he didn't defy age, Joe. He didn't defy age. What just happened? Are you not paying attention? Are you not paying attention?
You're talking out of both sides by saying, stand pat, it's good enough, Giannis isn't, but then don't pair Giannis with Steph because Steph's not good enough. So what is it?
No, I'm not saying Steph is good. He's very good. I'm saying if I'm Giannis in this entire equation,
yeah.
Which again, we're going through the Golden State Warriors lens, which I get it.
Of course.
We're the home of the Warriors.
Only lens I know.
We're the home of the Valkyries. I hear you. But if I'm Giannis, why the hell would I want to come here?
Because Steph Curry's that great.
Is
and
he?
I've never played with a shooter of that
magnitude. Is he still? He couldn't get through a second round series.
I can't believe what you're saying.
What am I saying? That he's vulnerable? That he's older?
Well, everyone's vulnerable. Everyone's
not
hurt.
Everyone's vulnerable. Let me go to a young
is
team.
Is Aaron Gordon in his prime?
I'm not going to the Denver. Why would I go to Denver Nuggets?
Anyone can get hurt at any given time, right? It's one thing if you're coming off of a career-threatening injury, like an Achilles injury or whatever. Coming off of a hamstring strain, like, of course there's going to be injury concerns with every location that you land. Everyone around the league gets hurt. Jokic is one of the greatest players ever. He was exhausted. Caruso bodied him in Game 7.
Exactly. You know why that happened? Because they didn't have depth. Depth! You're laughing at it.
Didn't have because Aaron Gordon got hurt and Jamal Murray vanished.
No, because Oklahoma City has way more bodies to count on. They have Jalen Williams. They have Chet. They have Shea. You just mentioned Caruso, who's a tossing player at times. Torture chamber.
If I told Oklahoma City, hey, you're going to have to go up against Giannis and Steph, they would be petrified.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would. They would. I disagree.
No,
yeah,
they wouldn't. They're not scared of anyone, Joe. Oklahoma City, there's no fear factor left for Stephen Curry right
now. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, the guy who just won the gold medal when the USA team was on the brink and everyone on the team looked like the moment was too big. That guy, everyone all of a sudden now they don't view him that way.
They were a Buddy Hield and Draymond amazing game away from losing to the Houston Rockets who can't shoot.
Because this depth you're clinging to.
No, because Amen Thompson.
Good.
No, because the depth of the Houston Rockets was giving Stephen Curry fits. Amen Thompson is a young physical freak.
We won't agree on this one. I'm telling you, it's Giannis, man. That's the move. That is the move.
Shane, San Jose, are you all in on Giannis to the Dubs?
I am 100% all in with Giannis, man. I mean, there's a few things that I think about when I've been listening to you guys. Like, you're talking about, for one, mortgaging the future. As, like, a Golden State fan who witnessed some of the bad years and just terrible times as far as any kind of team success, Steph Curry is our savior. I'm willing to mortgage the future to get Steph Curry another ring because Steph Curry is the guy I love to watch.
I'm with you.
And second of all, if we're talking about the young guys, like the young, even if we don't get Giannis, I'm ready to dump a lot of these young guys for like a Cam Johnson or a Kobe White or some dudes that can actually freaking shoot when they're wide open and they're getting good looks from Steph creating these good looks for them when he's running around 1,000 miles a game, you know?
Totally agree.
Like Pods and Moody just disappeared offensively. They were non-factors. I'm ready to get some shooters anyway. So we could get some of those guys. And look, I love Jimmy too, but Giannis is a different breed, man. Giannis and Steph together. And also saying that Giannis doesn't want to play with Steph. If you look at his Twitter the last few days, they're asking him questions and he's answering them because he's out of the playoffs. They're saying, who's your starting top five? Curry is in there. They say, who are your top three point guards of all time? He put Curry like second with Magic. Okay. It's like, this dude loves Steph Curry. I think he'd love to play there. So
I agree.
That's all I got.
I never said he didn't want to play. I said, why would you want to play with a 38-year-old Stephen Curry? If I'm Giannis, I'd have my option of anywhere I want to go, basically,
because
around the NBA landscape.
It's the only player.
Is a 37-year-old Stephen Curry the best situation for a player like Giannis?
No, but let's think about what he... Well,
just
what
answer
is
the question.
I am going to answer it. Yes!
Why?
Because all the other guys are ball-dominant players who don't allow the gravity that you're looking for. How many players play the game the way Steph Curry does, which would open the floor up for Giannis? Like, let's just talk SGA. Ball in his hand. Get out of my way. I'm going to try to... grift my way to the free throw line.
Been working.
You might touch it, you might not.
They blew him out.
Okay, your turn, my turn. Is that not their offensive style?
Sometimes.
Okay, if he goes plays with Jokic, like as great of a passer as Jokic is, he's got the ball in his hand, top of the key or elbow extended, does he not?
I can figure it out.
You're asking me, and I'm explaining to you, every other situation
both those
does
guys
not
are infinite,
maximize
both those
the
guys
floor
are infinitely younger than Stephen Curry. I'm going to keep going back to the
Where does everyone guard Steph Curry? Perimeter first. What does that open up? The paint. And you're talking about one of the great paint scorers of the last 15 years. The floor opens up for someone like him. And then just thinking about the defense that he brings to the table on this team, love Draymond as a defender. He's not the rim defender that Giannis is. I mean, he had like four sick left-handed blocks in that series that you keep opining about where they lost.
So
he was amazing.
If it's Steph, Giannis, let's just look at the aftermath if we're doing these trades, right?
Okay.
If it's Steph, Giannis, Looney, you know, Buddy Hield, and a bunch of role players, right? You're confident in that?
Yeah. Draymond was almost unplayable for, I'd say, 7 of the 10 playoff games. Jimmy Butler, what did it look like those last four games? He was great prior, but like, Giannis is better than Jimmy, and I love Jimmy. Jimmy's good. It's one of the few players I can say that about. Giannis is better than Jimmy.
Okay.
All right? And then, like, Potts? All right, like, I can find another point guard. I mean, they found him. They can find another point guard. JK didn't play. You know, they were already done with JK. Moses Moody? Love the guy. I mean, I could get Bruce Brown to do what Moses Moody's doing. Could I not? Just hypothetically in this one?
If they get bounced in the first round next year after you made the second round with Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond, it's a horrible look. Horrible look.
Well, anybody that gets bounced at this stage in their careers, it's going to be a horrible look and a failure. Giannis is at the point in his career, he can't go to the Spurs and let's build it up for a couple of years. You know, we get to the second round, then we get to the third round. No. You know, it's all about championships. His window aligns with Steph's window, and it's about winning championships and adding to your legacy. And
so then why go to the Western Conference when now I have Jason Tatum?
Because that's the best player to maximize your talents.
No. What's easier to get to an NBA Finals than right now?
Yeah, but
in the
what,
East?
But
answer
what
the question. East or West?
Steph Curry's better than anyone you can go play with in the East.
Didn't even answer the question. It's Josh.
I just named it.
Josh, 580.
So go, go to the Raptors. Let's go to the Magic. Go to the. He's not going to go to the Celtics because they're already stacked. He's not going to go to the Knicks.
Why not? Right?
Go to the Nets.
Why not go to the Knicks?
Go to the Wizards.
Trade Carl Anthony
Towns. Go to the Cavs. Just say it out loud. He's not going to the East.
Why?
Those teams stink.
Exactly. It's an easier path to get to the finals.
Yeah, but
I think Spadoni, you got someone with the Knicks there, I think.
The Knicks absolutely can trade for him.
I don't think he's a New York guy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's that supposed
to mean? Greek festival has nothing on ours.
Maybe he goes there and improves.
I love the Greek festivals here. New York has every festival.
Jalen Brunson has the ball in his hands. Let's talk about fit. Jalen Brunson with the ball in his hand the entire time, working the mid-range. How does that stylistically set up spacing for him and Giannis when Giannis wants to operate inside the three-point line?
You guys were all you and Bonte were crapping on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks for the last couple months. And
no, he's a great player, but again, what does that fit look like?
I don't know. They have a lot more young depth, and Jalen Brunson will figure out. He played with Luka Doncic, for Christ's sake, out in Dallas. He can figure out playing with Giannis. Come on. Come on, Joe. You can't sit here and tell me he'd rather play in the West than in the East.
I don't know what he'd rather do. I think that if you want to win a championship, you're not going to go to one of those also-rans.
You want to win a championship? You want the path of least resistance?
No, you want to play with the best player.
The LeBron James path going there every year with the Cavs. That's what I'd rather be doing.
No one wants to go to Cleveland unless you're from Akron, Ohio. No one.
What team is better right now, top to bottom? The Cleveland Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors?
NBA players don't want to play in Cleveland.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Come on.
And if he goes to Cleveland, will you apologize?
Of course I would.
Okay.
It would be the first time anyone not named LeBron chose Cleveland.
There you go. We have the injury report coming up here. I want to get to Josh before we hit that. Josh, 580. Are you all in on Giannis?
Spadoni. Easily, man. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Thank you.
We're talking about two-time MVP, one of the most dominant players in the game. Why would you not want to have one of the most best players, probably maybe all time when it's all said and done, on your team? What we're talking about with Steph Curry and age, right, is because he has to be the primary guy night in and night out. Even with Jimmy Butler, he still has to be that. With Giannis, Steph can have 20-point games, play 30 minutes, because Giannis can go out there and play 35 and 36 and dominate a basketball game. Lemon asked me, what about who's the third best player? Who cares who your third best player is when you get into the playoffs? What matters is are your stars going to dominate?
Though,
are they going to carry you?
Gosh, that's such a short-sighted take.
Who was the third best player when they won the title in 2022?
It was Draymond.
No. He was unplayable for parts of that Celtics series.
It was Draymond. It was Andrew Wiggins was your number two. And then Draymond, he had a bad game. He stepped up after that.
It was
that.
Clay one game. It was Poole another game. It changes.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, it's a short-sighted take. Oh, who cares? It's Stephen Giannis. Oh. No, I'm telling you right now, Joe, we're all watching why depth is important. Why having your third, fourth, fifth best players being a part of that. Derek White, we were talking about yesterday. How important he is to the Boston Celtics.
If depth was that important, why did they make the move for Jimmy and surrender multiple pieces?
What pieces did they surrender? That they didn't play.
Kyle Anderson, Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroeder, they all got moved out.
They had too much. There's such a thing as too much.
They'll figure out the role players they will figure out. That I know they can do.
Is this, and let me ask the question right now as we head into this. Is the gamble for Giannis worth it at this point? When you made the gamble for Jimmy and it showed you at the very least you can get to the second round of the playoffs, are you going to gamble away the second round for a chance at Giannis? Just a chance. Are you going to do
that?
Yes. Because we were dying for just a play-in game maybe at home a couple months ago. We were dying for that. We just got to the second round in the Western Conference that is stacked, and you're going to gamble away all of that, all of it, for Giannis. Yes. Be honest. You're going to do that.
Without hesitation.
888-957.
He's one of the few players in the league I do.
I don't think I'm doing that. It's a tough gamble, Joe. Did you not enjoy what just took place here?
Well, yeah. Big time.
I don't think you did.
But I, you know what? I also enjoyed the 73-win season, and I was pulling for Harrison Barnes. Loved it. And then Kevin Durant became available. And I was like, love you, HB. Gone.
Free agent. Much different.
Okay. Matt Williams was a really good Giant. You look at his numbers. He was freaking incredible. They made a trade, and I didn't agree with it in the real time. I thought it was a bad trade. And they got Jeff Kent. Bye-bye, Matt Williams. Love you. Jeff Kent's better. Like, that's how sports works.
No salary cap. I'm just saying. Different sport. It's just, there's things into this. There's nuances.
I'm always going to take the better player in a trade every single time.
Are you doing that gamble?
Younger, better, let's roll.
It's a major game. It's a major roll of the dice, Joe. It's a major roll of the dice. I don't think I'm doing that right now, and I don't think that Mike Dunleavy is going to do that either. In my heart of hearts, I do not think they are going
to
do that.
The bigger roll of the dice would be not to do anything.
Well, what does that mean? Just running it back? I agree.
So we're in agreement. Running it back isn't good enough.
Do you need more shooting? You need more veterans on this team. Veteran presence for me.
Okay. I think if you add Giannis, it allows all the shooters to want to go play with someone like that who commands presence inside the arc. This team right now is too perimeter dominated.
Let's pick this up on the other side. Are you doing that gamble for Giannis? You just got to the second round with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph. When you were clinging to a play-in spot just a couple months ago, you got to the Western Conference semifinals. Steph got hurt. That sucked. How do you not got hurt? Hell, maybe we're talking about and reacting right now to game one against the Thunder. Are you going to gamble all that away for a chance at Giannis? 888-957-9570. In the meantime, injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Oh, man, what's going on with Justin Verlander this week? Giants manager Bob Melvin said Verlander is dealing with a slight pectoral issue that arose during his start on Sunday. It does not sound good. The issue is not considered serious, and there is both optimism that he will make his next scheduled start this Saturday against the Washington Nationals. So hopefully he's back, but he's an older guy. Like, talking about Steph, like injuries, like that's baked into the equation when it comes to a guy like Justin Verlander. But again, hopefully it's not too serious. He's been pretty damn solid this season, no wins withstanding. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We just talked about it. You're gambling for Giannis. You just got to the second round with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph. You're gambling all that away for a chance at Giannis Antetokounmpo. Spadoni at Chasky, halfway home on a hump day on 95.7 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.